Why don't you pull up to the microphone, Andy, there?
Why don't you?
And put on your cans.
Yeah, why don't you follow your own advice?
I already have. There you go.
There you go.
The program is 7 second delay.
The program is 7 second delay. Hey, welcome everyone.
Very good, Andy.
Thank you.
I think it's the first time you've welcomed our listeners to the show.
Did it sound sincere?
It almost did. That's the amazing thing.
I'm going to work on it.
Good job, man.
Hey, were we here last week?
Yeah. Yeah, you were on Zoom.
Oh, yeah.
You don't remember? We did the show slow.
Oh, yeah. How'd that work out?
That worked out great, actually. Because I don't know if you listened to it at 1.5 speed, but
no.
I did, and it sounded perfect.
Even the callers?
Yeah. Worked out really, really well.
Nope.
One of my favorite shows of all time.
Even a stopped watch is right twice a day. We sometimes stumble into good shows.
It depends what stopped the watch.
Oh, shut up. Please shut him up. It depends.
Everybody says that.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Ken Friedman, derailing a conversation is my business.
Hey, congratulations.
You got a conversation? Is it on the track? I'll take care of that, kids.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, congratulations to you.
Congratulations on your TV show.
Oh Lord, it's barely a pilot. We have a pilot.
Yeah, you got permission to create a pilot.
Yeah, but I've written busted pilot. A pilot that doesn't get to series is called a busted pilot. Ask me how I know that terminology.
Well, congratulations on
I know it because I've been there.
Congratulations on your soon-to-be busted pilot.
Thank you.
For Einstein.
Einstein, that's the name of the show.
Name of the show.
Oh, great. Oh, thanks, Scott.
Hey, yeah.
Hey, we're joined by Scott today. He's going to be our dispatcher.
Yep.
Our police dispatcher.
Yeah, we have a very complex show today.
It's not complex. It's pretty easy. We put the bait box, the decoy box, on the street.
Yep.
In sight, people walking by. They can't resist it, right? They're born criminals, right? Larceny in their blood.
Yeah.
It's like dangling candy in front of a baby, right?
And inside the bait box is an Apple AirTag.
It's an Apple AirTag, yep. And if they grab it and make a run for it, we'll be waiting.
You know, this is a great idea, but you know what our big mistake is?
Let's find out. We'll find out. We have a whole hour to find out.
We should be using a bait car, not a bait box. A bait car.
I don't know. You mean a car that is easily stolen?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Ken.
Bait cars.
Okay, so, yeah, okay. You want to talk about bait cars for what?
No.
Okay, here we go. So, we have a bait box. The question that is, it's a box. How big is this box, Scott?
It's 12 by 12 by 6.
Yeah, it's like if you bought 15 vinyl records. Don't know why you'd ever do that.
Yeah.
But it would come in a box like this. Am I right?
Yep.
What do we put in the box? So our larcenous neighbors will learn a lesson. They get it home. They open the box.
Yeah.
You know what I put in there?
I believe you had a very good idea.
You know what I put in there, Scott? Just picture this. They get home. It's just so sweet. It's so sweet. It's kismet. It's cosmic justice. I put a toothbrush in there. A toothbrush in there.
Yeah.
And I rubbed it in my butt. Okay?
That's
so imagine this criminal. He grabs the box. He eludes us somehow, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Two 65-year-old men. Somehow he eludes us. One guy has Lyme disease. Another guy doesn't care enough to run. I haven't run in 12 years. All right. So he eludes us. He gets home, opens up the box. Hey, honey, look what I scored on Montgomery Place. Look at this. It's a toothbrush. I'll use it.
So they're... They're a criminal couple.
Yeah. Well, he brings
home.
He brings home the bacon. She makes the house. She's the housekeeper.
I see.
He goes out. He's the porch pirate.
Right.
That's his job, 9 to 5.
I see. That's why he says, hi, honey.
Look what
I scored today.
Hey, my favorite porch pilot. Hey, darling, how was your day? That's how it works there.
All right. So you have a butt toothbrush in there. Very good.
Oh, my God. How sweet is that? And then... You know what else is going in?
What else is going in there?
This will teach them a lesson. It's like being scared straight. They get this. They open the box.
Uh-huh.
I've got a record for it. Wait, where's that record, Scott?
It's right in front of you.
Oh, here it is. Okay. It's a band called The Sheaves.
We know The Sheaves.
Yeah.
They've called. They've called many times.
Yeah. These criminals are going to learn the lesson of their lives.
Why?
Right? Judge, put me in jail. Judge, I'll do the time. Just don't make me listen to this record. Because it's going to be in the box, in our decoy box.
The Sheaves is a good record.
Yeah. The Sheaves is a good record.
Yeah. Check out the front. You'll see that I played it.
Yeah. But it might be a good record anyway. All right, here we go. I'm going to fill out. We're going to have a FedEx form on the box.
Okay, good.
How do we make this enticing? We put today's date.
Oh, there's a place to write value.
Yeah. Oh, I know what to put.
Yeah.
Where do you write value?
I can't remember.
Hold
on. Somewhere in there. You can write.
Oh, you're right.
Know,
total value. I'm going to write.
$30,000.
I'm going to write more money than you make in a year. I'm going to write those words.
Okay. Very good.
No, 2 years. No, 1 year. Because it's got to be believable.
Yeah.
Okay. More money than you make.
You could just write a large number.
Yeah.
That would make it even more believable.
Well, but what if they make $40,000? Then why would they be interested in this?
I think somebody might still be enticed by seeing a box that says...
Okay, and who's it from?
From you.
No, they don't know me. It has to be enticing. King Farouk. King Farouk of Egypt.
Okay.
It's a gift coming to WFMU. His Royal Majesty.
King Farouk.
King Farouk. I think King Farouk has been dead for 50 years.
Yeah,
but
he's an old Saudi king.
I think he was the king of Egypt during World War II. But you're close, Ken. You're so close. Okay, and then what's the king's phone number? Okay.
It's 011.
I'm
going to
say 555 because that's what they do in
No, don't do 555.
That's what they do in Hollywood.
That's a dead giveaway that it's not real.
Anybody smart enough to look at the FedEx thing and say, wait. Johnny, hold on. I smell a rat. Look at that phone number. Okay. King Farouk. Okay. The royal. Okay. So he's at the palace.
Say Egyptian embassy.
Egyptian embassy. Okay. Except I can't spell embassy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. If I misspell embassy, it'll give us away. Okay.
Why don't you say, like, number 5 Park Avenue?
Oh, yeah. 5 Park Avenue. Okay. Park City. Okay. And where's it going to? It's going to Ken Friedman. Oh, no. Then they'll know it's worthless. Hold on. Ken Friedman. Hold on.
Send it to Elon Musk.
Oh, yeah. So they'll think it's valuable.
Or Bill Gates. Or
yeah. 73. Yeah. Okay, here's my zip code. Jersey City. Hold on. This is great. And WFMU, Montgomery Place. Okay. Oh, this is perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
Montgomery Place.
Okay. I'm just going to check things off. They don't care. They're not going to do this because they're running from the radio police.
Right. They have to get home in time for dinner and tell Honey what they scored on the Porch Pirate.
Yeah.
Porch Pirate today.
Porch Pirates. They love their dinner. They love their meatloaf. They expect it to be warm when they get home after a day of porch pirating. Okay. So we're going to be in a car. Get this. Scott, you'll appreciate this. Ken and I are in a car on the street 15 feet away from the porch. Right, Ken?
Yep.
Ready to leap out. And what happened if we see them stealing it? It's a foot chase, right?
Yeah.
Wait, what do we do if they pull a weapon?
We run away.
But what if it's a weapon that can shoot bullets?
Oh, then you rush it. You run into it. You run away from a knife, but you rush a gun.
Yeah. I'll remind you you said that.
Okay.
Okay. I won't forget you said that. Ken, do the rushing thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm going to tell him?
The gun, flee the knife.
I'm going to tell him I wrote Rat Race. Everybody loves Rat Race. And I'm going to explain the director contributed quite a bit, but not enough, you know, not enough to get credit. I had sole credit. I'm going to explain that.
Don't tell him that until after I rush him.
Yeah, you rush him, Ken. And then if it's a knife, you flee.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, if it's a knife, you can just tell him anytime you want.
Right. Radio police. And then, wait, but can I ask you something seriously?
Yeah.
I'm going to call 9.
That sounds great.
Oh, shut up. Hold on. I'm sealing our package.
I think this is the first package you've ever sealed in your life.
I'm sealing our decoy box.
That's what it
Thanks,
looks
Scott.
Like.
There it is. Oh, it's perfect. I'm putting on the FedEx tag. This is perfect. Okay. It looks... Sorry. Oh, I'm so sorry, Ken. I'm so sorry. I cursed.
That's okay. I bleeped it out.
Wait, do we have any... Wait, I have to open this up. Now.
There's scissors right there in front of you.
Okay. Oh,
Jesus
oh Lord.
Christ.
Okay. I had my signage material here. I was going to make a sign.
Andy just said, oh, ish.
Oh, yeah, I cursed.
My sign stuff is inside the box.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I apologize. I've been good for years. That's the first time in a while, right?
Yeah, since you were waterboarding.
Yeah, when I waterboarded, I cursed. Do you remember that, Scott?
I
cursed. And what happened, Scott? You tell the world. I was suspended.
After you got waterboarded?
To the FCC. Getting waterboarded, cursing while you're waterboarded, is not an acceptable excuse.
Well, yeah.
That's a tough organization.
The punishment didn't fit the punishment that met the punishment.
Yeah, exactly. They checked their list of acceptable excuses.
Mm-hmm.
Being waterboarded is not on there. All right. So
I had to suspend us both because I left the board, so I couldn't hit the dump button.
You didn't have to. You did.
I did. Yeah.
Born without a spine.
Seemed like the only fair way to go about it.
Well, you're making up for it today, Ken. You were spineless then, but today, I'm so proud of you. Today you're a member of the Radio Police. Radio Police! That's what I'll yell when I jump out from behind.
Oh, okay.
From the car.
Radio Police.
Yeah.
And what happens if it's...
This is like a pilot episode of a new series.
What if it's a prankster who steals our...
What do you mean a prankster? No prankster would steal it. You either steal it or you don't.
No, I think like somebody listening right now might come down, you know, as a joke and steal
it. Oh, yeah. Tell that to the judge. Your Honor. Your Honor, I'm a fan. I'm a fan of 7 Second Delay. It was just a joke.
Hi, I'm on the air.
All right, hold on. Here you go. Scott, doesn't this look like a real package? More or less? Close enough?
I believe it.
Okay. Would you grab it?
No.
Now, I'm going to make a little sign here. Hold on. I'm going to make a sign. I'm going to put a sign up just where we're going to put the package down. I'm going to put a sign above it. I'm going to say,
please do not steal our incredibly valuable package.
Please, please, and I'm underlining please.
Yeah.
Stop stealing our valuables.
Very good.
Okay. Please stop stealing our valuables. You think that'll do it?
Yeah. That's a good sign.
Yeah.
That's as good as your Neil Young sign, enunciate.
Yeah, I held that sign up during Neil Young.
Yeah.
I think it worked.
No, he did enunciate.
Yeah, during Heart of Gold, I could understand him.
Until the PA went out, yeah.
Okay, and then I'm going to say, this is just to fool him, and it's a little bit of a white lie.
Okay.
No sheaves in package. It's a sheaves-free package. You and I and our listeners know that's a lie, right? But they won't know it. They won't know it till they get it home. Okay, perfect.
They won't know what it means.
Well.
They'll have no idea what that sign even means.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. You gave us a lot to think about. Okay, so what's the plan? We go on our cell phones now?
Yeah, you have to call our phone number.
Oh, God.
To call 201.
I've been avoiding this moment for 30 years.
9368.
Hold on. Wait, 201.
Yeah, 201, 209.
Yeah.
9368.
Is that a new number?
No, it's the same old number.
Okay, I hit send.
Yep.
Okay, and then, hold on, my friend.
And then let's just establish the call.
Okay, and then I got
to... Talk into the phone. Don't talk into your microphone. Just talk into the phone.
Okay, I'm saying hello now.
There, you're on the air, Andy.
Okay.
Are we ready to go into our...
One of the cops called the car.
That's a stakeout car, right?
Yeah, my stakeout car is outside.
Okay, we're going to go?
Yep, we're ready to go.
And
thanks to Mike. Thanks to Mike from El Segundo for watching the stakeout car.
Oh, yeah, thank you, Mike.
I have to take my headphones off because I couldn't talk. And thank you, Scott, for taking care of us for the rest of the hour. All right, Andy,
Scott,
I'm going down there.
Scott is our dispatcher.
Are you talking into your...
I have our signs.
Are you talking into your phone?
Aren't I? You can't hear me?
I don't know. Scott, can you hear Andy?
Yeah, you should be able to.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, you have a microphone on your headphones, I guess.
No, I have little earplugs in.
Okay.
That way I can gesture.
Good enough.
Gesticulate while I'm talking
to you.
I mean, we're going to be in a car. We're going to want to masturbate. Am I right?
I'm not masturbating.
Well, then I'm not either. Jesus. I'm no idiot.
You're the one who...
That's not going to happen again.
You're the one who brought it up.
Okay, so we're going to be in a car. You're going to be in a car that's not moving, and you're not going to masturbate. That's you. Really?
Yeah.
I'd like to see
that's
this.
That's me.
Oh, man, I'm not going to miss this.
What are you telling me, then? Anytime you're in a car that's not moving...
It's a parked car.
Yeah.
I'm only human.
Good God.
Okay. Do you think this is going to work? Do you think anyone will open the box? What are we in for here?
We're in for an hour of sitting in the steakhouse car.
You don't think anyone's going to grab it?
No, nobody's going to take the box.
Oh, I think they will. It's irresistible. It's an attractive nuisance. Do you know that legal term, attractive nuisance?
I think porch pirates work in the suburbs where there's a degree of privacy. You walk up the front yard, you know, nobody's watching you, but here we have foot traffic going by nonstop.
Oh, really? You're an expert on porch pirates?
Did you want to put this out too, the UPS pickup?
Well, but can you afford to lose that?
Well, nobody's going to see.
Okay. So we have to wedge open these doors.
Yep. And here's Matt Fiveass.
Hey, Matt. Don't steal that.
That's our bait box.
That's our bait box. We're going to see if any porch pirates.
Nobody can see that sign, Andy.
Yeah, we have to prop the door open. Okay.
I did bring door proppers.
All right. Good luck.
Yeah. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks. Hold on. Let me tape the sign up that says "Please stop stealing our valuables." I should make a sign that says "Thank you, King Farouk," so they'll know.
That says what?
Thank you, King Farouk. So they'll know it's some.
Oh, yeah.
Some guy with money.
All right. Okay. Our stakeout car is right there.
Okay. It's just 10 feet away. Okay, what do you think? Right here? The sign?
How about right here?
Okay. You stop stealing our valuables. And it's facing out. Perfect. Oh, no. Should I call it? Scott, am I still on the air?
Oh, I see what happened. Okay. Andy, I have to go into the stakeout car because my car keeps stealing the audio.
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay, so this is perfect, right?
All right, sitting in the stakeout car now.
Hey, Mike, thanks for helping out. Okay. Hey, can you take the bottom of it, too?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, thanks. How does this maybe wedge something in the door? Thanks, Mike. Ken's oldest friend, Mike, is here. As another set of hands. Okay, here we go.
Come on into the car, Andy.
Okay, and this sign says contains no cheese. This is a cheese-free package. Yeah. Okay, here we go.
Hey, Andy, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Hold on, I'm going to leave this right here.
Okay, good.
Hold on. I'm going to leave this right here. And then right here.
Here's a whole bunch of pirates coming up the block right now.
What do you think, Mike? No. Ken said it's. What do you think? We'll just leave it like this. And then we have to step back. Oh, hey, look at that. Whoa, they just left the packages out there. Whoa, that looks good. That looks valuable. I'm just saying. I'm walking along, but okay. That didn't work. Okay, hold on. Ken, we have to keep an eye on these guys.
Yeah, so, I'm a watching.
We're 20. Okay, there goes Irwin on his bike. He's leaving after a long day of DJing.
Well, long
God bless him. God bless him and his work. God bless you, DJ. DJ. God bless you and your work. Job well done.
There he is at the end of a
3-hour shift.
He has to leave.
Mike has to just step away. Mike is trying to wedge the door open.
I have some door wedges in my pocket.
Okay. So wait, are you leaving me alone?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll be right
back. Just joining us.
Oh, you got
how
it?
How I am to you. We're on Montgomery Place. We're staked out in front of the radio station.
Yeah, it's Montgomery Street.
Yeah, Montgomery Street. There. Oh, yeah. There's a FedEx box that looks as tempting and enticing as we could make it. And it's just sitting in our vestibule. The doors are wide open. There's a lot of pedestrian traffic. And Ken and I are parked 20 feet away in a stakeout car.
Here comes somebody in white.
You're listening to another exciting episode of the Radio Police.
And a navy blue
T-shirt. Okay, we have to get Mike out of that vestibule.
He seems interested.
But Mike is standing there. Your friend Mike.
No, Mike is gone now.
No, I see him in there.
No, he's gone inside.
No, honey, I'm looking right there. He's just loitering in front.
Motion him away.
Okay, well, he's your friend. I don't want to embarrass you and your friend.
Here he
Thanks,
comes.
Mike.
Here he comes.
Oh, he's blocked out. Okay.
Oh, geez, Louise.
But wait, but why can't Scott buzz him in?
Yeah, hit the doorbell, yeah.
Yeah. You didn't think of everything, did you?
No, I didn't. Irwin unlocked it. I unlocked the inside door so that Mike could get back in, but my security-minded DJs have undone all my hands.
Well, Mike is still standing there. That's like, wait, hold on, wait.
Oh, that guy's interested.
That guy did look, but Mike was right there. We got to get Mike inside.
All right, I'm going to go let Mike inside, okay? Are you okay sitting here in the stakeout
car?
Yeah,
I'll sing show tune.
Okay. Okay, and I'm walking
one.
Up to the stakeout.
Here's one by Stephen Sondheim. Got my best vest. Got my something vest. Got my sweet thing.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know that song.
Sounds great,
Andy.
Come
back to me, Ken.
Okay, I'm coming back.
Okay. So how enticing does the package look?
Oh, let me stand over here and take a look at it. Yeah, no, it doesn't look suspicious at all.
No, it can't look. It can't sit there, Ken. Because that's actually technically on the street.
Oh,
it has to be in the vestibule. Oh, okay.
Ant and I are sitting in my red Prius stakeout car.
Okay.
Andy's just gone up to the stakeout location where we've put a bait box that has an Apple AirTag in it.
Okay. I should stand nearby and say, I wonder what's in that box. Try to get people to look at it. Stop.
We can't. What, you're going to encourage people to steal the box?
You think that's entrapment? No, I won't encourage him. I'll just be looking. Oh,
there's a police car.
Just as we were talking about
entrapment.
There's a cop car walking by, cruising by. But we don't need the cops. You have the radio police here. Officer, you can patrol another block. We've got this covered.
What are you planning on doing here?
I'm just going to be standing there going, wow, that looks good. Didn't you ever see the David Mamet Sting movies, like House of Games?
Yeah, I've seen
it takes a few guys to set up a perfect sting.
So you're going to be like a Barker. You're going to be like a comedy club Barker.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me just
walking along to you.
Jesus. So Andy's now harassing Pat.
Whoa, wait, what's, oh, that was, wonder what that box, wonder what's in that box. Wow, that looks pretty well. I wonder if there's any cheese music in there. It's a radio station. There might be some cool music there. I know that didn't seem to even, they're not stopping.
Yeah, so Andy's coming back this way. A bunch of people walked by, and Andy's just standing there trying to
draw their attention.
Encourage them to steal the box.
I'm not encouraging. I'm just, I can't encourage it, Ken.
No, you're encouraging them.
I'm not encouraging anyone. Oh, look.
No, you should be encouraging them.
I'm not, though. Oh. Ken, what if nobody stops? What is our show?
Nobody's going to stop and steal our bait box. I tried to tell you that. I don't know why you didn't.
Ken, you're a professional broadcaster. You're experienced. You've been doing this for 30 years. I'm sure you have a plan B. I'm sure you can do something else with this half hour we have left.
Well, what I was hoping was maybe Sam the appraiser would come by and steal the box.
No. Sam's a friend of the station. I'll tackle him.
Exactly.
I'll beat the crap out of him. Wait a minute. Let me just see. Ho, ho, ho.
I mean,
what do we have here?
You know, it's food delivery guys. It's people walking home from work. It's women.
I just
want to
yell, radio, please. One. Radio, please. Drop that box. I just want to do it. I'm not afraid of you.
See, now
I'm not afraid of you guys.
Away.
Okay, there's a lot of foot traffic.
A lot.
Why don't you tell our listeners if there are any listeners left? Whose idea this was?
This was not my idea.
This was your idea.
No, this was not.
There were two people on the phone, and this idea did not emanate from me. You do the math. It wasn't my idea.
I threw this idea out there, but I
never... Hold on. It's a couple with a baby stroller. Hold on.
I never said that this was how we should do it. I was merely saying that there's got to be something we can do with Apple AirTags. That's all I was saying.
I have an AirTag. That's the funniest part of it. I have an AirTag in there so we could track down the thief.
Right.
Now, I really thought somebody would grab it.
I don't know why you would think that.
Well, because on YouTube, they're grabbing stuff off porches all the time, night and day.
Every hour.
Eight, nine times an hour. It's on YouTube,
yeah,
Ken.
That's because it's YouTube. So on YouTube, you're not seeing the 72 hours that went by before anybody did anything.
YouTube lied to me.
Yeah, it did.
Okay, hold on.
And he's getting upset. He's pacing back and forth in front of the WFMU.
Hey, factory. Whoa. What's that package there? That looks valuable. It looks like it's not too heavy. It looks like you can run with it, my opinion.
Andy's standing in the middle of the bike lane, talking very loudly so passersby hear him, admiring what's obviously an incredibly valuable package from King Farouk. From King Farouk.
I really thought somebody would be picking it up.
Like you thought immediately somebody would scoop it up?
Yeah. On YouTube, it takes less than a minute every time.
That's
every time, every clip. You go on any video clip on YouTube.
They edit out all the waiting.
What? Oh, yeah. That's probably what they do.
Yeah.
It's probably what they do. Yeah, it's probably edited. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're
live.
Okay, here comes a whole bunch of people, but they look middle-aged, and they look like they're just walking home from work.
Yeah, they don't look like porch pirates.
Well, that's the thing about porch pirates. You never can tell. They don't wear a sign, Ken. They don't have a uniform. I wish they did. You see, on YouTube, Ken, they're wearing all different things.
Well, you know
every porch pirate is dressed differently.
You know what porch pirates love?
What?
Hedges.
Yeah, they do, so they can hide in the hedges.
So they can walk up the walkway, and then nobody who's in the neighborhood can see exactly what they're doing. But here, we have the package it's right next to the sidewalk.
Yes. You're right.
And
okay, we have a half hour. Is that time enough? Probably you're going to say no. Time enough to get some hedges planted in front of the station.
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah.
So we're looking for a gardener. that's in Jersey City with some hedges on his truck.
That would be fastest.
That would be the fastest
way
to do it.
You could call up. There's a Home Depot about 2 miles away. They might have some hedges.
Hedges, you're right.
Yeah, we forgot.
We're just one row of hedges short of a great show. You're right, Ken. Okay, wait, hold on. Wait, hold on. Oh, here we go. Oh. Hold on. Wait, there's somebody. She's stopping.
Yeah, there's a woman.
There's somebody actually
stopping.
A woman
with a dachshund.
She's considering. Hold on.
Thinking,
she's considering.
Oh, no, she's reading. She's reading the coming attractions.
Oh, she's reading. She's looking at the shows that are coming.
And she has a very adorable little dachshund.
It looks like she's. And she, she glanced at our boxes.
She did. She did.
Yeah.
She glanced at our boxes. She knows we're talking about her. I'm hiding.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm hiding behind
I
the frame
of
my car.
I not only scared her away from the boxes, I scared her away from inquiring about
Yeah, she
the
was actually
show.
Not reading your sign or looking at the
No, box. She was looking at what was coming up with Monty Hall.
Yeah, did you see what's coming up there?
Oh, no, I haven't. I know it's the opposite of entertainment.
What's the opposite of entertainment?
I'll tell you if you tell me the schedule up there, if you let me read the schedule.
Well, no, there's a great Jimmy.
What is coming up?
There's a great
what
Jimmy Hendrix documentary coming up.
You should book some indie bands.
We don't book indie bands anymore.
Kids love indie bands.
No, they really don't. So that's why we don't book
they
them
don't?
Anymore. No. No, Grandpa. Indie rock. Indie rock is yesterday. But congratulations on coming up to speed on indie
Wait, hold
rock.
On. Wait. Wait, what is that,
you
a
need
box?
To take a few...
That looks pretty valuable. Is that a package? Yeah, how can they just leave it out there with nobody watching?
Andy, this is a family walking by.
Wait, if I didn't have a felony warrant out in New Jersey, I would be very tempted.
You know, generally, porch pirates... don't consist of families.
Oh, look at that! Look at that package, just sitting out there.
Guy looked at Andy like he was out of his mind. Now you're right; he is out of his mind.
I thought he was out of his mind.
Man, if I had a picture of the way that guy looked at you.
Yeah, I'm sure you enjoyed that.
Oh, this is great. There's a woman wearing a Top Cat T-shirt. Oh no, it's Pop Cat. Popcat. Use the
Let me just. I'm.
Reference.
I'm going to pretend I'm tempted. I'm going to pretend it's. Oh.
By the garbage.
Whoa, that's pretty valuable.
Stand by the garbage.
Oh, look what it's insured for. Thousands of dollars. Insured for thousands of dollars. I wonder what's in it. I feel like I just won the lottery. Oh, but wait, you're closer to it. You can grab it first. You have dibs on it. I call dibs on the small box. Who wants the big box? I got dibs on that box.
There's a woman walking a dog, Andy. Two women walking dogs.
Yeah, walking their dogs, yeah.
That's the sure sign of a porch pirate.
Wait, there's a guy. Hey. Wait, there's a guy on a motorcycle.
There's a gang. There's a gang. Andy, a gang
hold on, wait,
is coming
hold
up
on.
The street.
Wait, no, there's a kid
gang.
On a motorcycle. He's getting off. Yeah, this is it. This is it, Ken. It's a gang of kids. Hold on, wait. There is a kid on a motorcycle. He did stop.
That's a gang. Look at
it's a stop. Wait, maybe they'll see it.
They're all dressed the same.
Hold on. Yeah, they're from school. Oh, wait. There's a kid. He's getting off the motorcycle. Wait, let me get in the car. So we
help yourself into the car.
Okay, I'm going to sit in the car.
Andy,
I'm glad I have my air tag.
In the stakeout car.
Can we
close
the door
so we look more like a real stakeout car.
He's getting off the cycle. Wait, there he's looking around. He's walking away.
Yeah, he's delivering something.
Oh, yeah. Who knew that Jersey City would be 100% crime-free? Just what we need.
Yeah, what have you learned about human nature, Andy?
I learned that nobody ever steals anything, ever, anywhere. That's what I
Oh, my God. The spot in front of me is opening up.
It is?
I can park legally.
Then we can leave the car and give chase if we have to. If we have to chase somebody, now you won't get a ticket.
I can leave the spot, whether it's legal or illegal. But after the show, I need to park legally because I need to walk away from my car.
Wait, here's a guy. Hold on. Here's a guy. You know what? I'm going to take that stupid sign down. The sign looks...
Of course.
Like
yeah, the sign's
wait.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to put my sign away. Okay, hold on.
Andy's going to add realism to our little stakeout here.
Okay. I'm taking the sign down. Please stop stealing our valuables. I'm taking the sign down that says this package contains no cheese records. Okay. Now, who can resist this package? Look at this thing just sitting out here. Wait, I should take a picture and post it. Hold on. If I take a picture and send it to Scott, can he post it? Hold on. Here's our package. Okay, I know how to do this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to send it to, hold on. Okay, I'm going to send it to, I'll send it to Ken, and then he'll post it. Okay.
What the heck are you doing?
I just took a picture of our package so our listeners can go online. I sent it to you, Ken, because I don't know how to post it.
Yeah, okay. So you want
me
to post
you'll take,
it?
Yeah, post it so people can see. And then I'll show, and I'll also send them a picture of the space car that we're sitting in.
Hey, Andy, somebody just stole our package. Andy?
Wait, they did?
Yeah.
They
somebody
did?
Somebody just stole the package. Give Chase
Wait.
Andy. Somebody
Wait, they
actually,
did?
Somebody
who?
Just...
who?
I don't know who. I didn't even see their face. They ran
I could follow
away.
Them. Wait. Where'd they go?
They ran up the street. I don't even see them anymore.
Wait, did he really take it?
Is the package there?
No.
Andy's giving chase. Oh, I don't have to
Wait, where'd the guy go?
Car anymore. Andy, he was running really fast.
It's a big box,
you're,
right?
You're just
oh,
walking.
That was right off our porch. There's some Sheeds music in there. So it's Sheeds. No, it's okay.
I just heard you. We were hearing you talk. And that's
yeah,
you
no,
know,
I can't believe
it. I thought it was you.
Yeah. I hope he needs to brush his teeth, and I'll tell you why. You know what I put in that package? A toothbrush, but I had rubbed the toothbrush on my butt. So he's going to get home. He's going to be so excited. Oh, look, I scored a toothbrush. But who's the last laugh on him? Okay, so which way did he go?
You're heading in the direction he went in.
Did you see where that guy was running? He stole our package. Did you see him? Wait, I have an Apple AirTag on it. Wait, I have my Apple AirTag. Holy
yeah,
moly, wait.
The AirTag.
Yeah, in the box. Radio police, in action. Hold on, Kenny. Ken, where did you go? Where are you?
I'm by the station.
Why? Well, come on. Ken, the game
okay,
is afoot.
Okay, I'm coming. Let me close
Ken,
the door.
Ken, don't you see the bat signal? Okay, hold
I'm
on.
I'm coming.
Wait, I can see it. I can see the air tag.
Where is he?
Wait, I can see him.
You
oh,
were,
my God. He's,
you were
wait,
standing
he's in?
Right there, and you had your back turned, and he just, like, ran up and stole it.
I can't believe it. I was talking to you. I got distracted. Wait, Ken,
yeah.
I have it right here. I have his Ken, I have the AirTag. Let's go get him. Ken.
Well, where is he?
Well, I'm waiting for you. I have the AirTag. He's a block away. I'll show you the map. I don't know where the hell this is. Oh, he's a block away. Hold on. Here, Ken. This
okay,
is see that happy face?
Yeah.
Okay, that this is us, and that's our box.
Okay.
So this is it sounds like he's made his way back down there, doesn't it? Look.
No, I need to get my bearings on your little map.
He made his way back towards the water.
I don't think so.
That smiley face indicates that. You can make the map smaller.
We've got him.
Ken. It's a perfect trap.
He's on York Street. He's behind the station.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go. Oh my God! I hope he's brushing his teeth. I hope he's playing the Takata album.
What, the Sheaves?
Yeah. Well, let's go get him. Wait a minute.
It didn't look like he was carrying a turntable.
Oh, wait, now he's in motion. Wait, he's on Hudson Street now.
Oh, man.
Wait, we should get in the car.
Let's get in the car.
Okay, I'm going to be walking. Hold on.
All right, Andy and I are splitting up.
Hold on. Oh, my God. He's a block away. He's on Hudson Street. Wait a minute. How do I get there? Hold on. Where's this car? Wait, hold on. Oh, now I'm so excited. We've got him now. York Street. Where's York Street?
What did they do with York Street? Yeah, York Street is the street behind Montgomery.
Okay, am I on York Street?
It runs parallel to Montgomery.
Okay, parallel to Montgomery. Oh, now he's on Hudson Street.
Get your car. I'm getting to my car.
Wait, we have a real thief. This really happened.
Wait, now he's
on Hudson Street and Grand. Hudson and Grand. Oh, wait, or is that me?
I can't tell
which is me and which is the thief. I can't believe we have a thief. I caught a thief. No, wait, there's a guy. He stole my package.
What's that?
He stole my package. And look, I have an AirTag in there. Do you know where this is? Wait a minute. Hold on.
Yeah, get somebody to help you, Andy.
Wait, this is Hudson Street. Do you know where Hudson Street is?
I'm getting in the stakeout car.
Is this Hudson Street here? Wait, Grand Street? Wait, let me see. Oh, Montgomery Street? York Street? Wait, Montgomery Street? I don't know where we have a seat. Oh, he's kind of near the water. All right, we got to go. I got to go to the water. Hey, you want to help me take him? There's a reward. There's a reward for this. You want to help me chase him? The guy stole my thing. The guy stole my toothbrush.
What's the reward, Andy?
Well, now that there's nobody here, I can say $100,000. Wait, hold on. Where am I going?
I don't know where you're going. I'm at Green and Montgomery. I'm in the stakeout car. Andy, where are you now? Hey, Andy, can you still hear me?
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up. Again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator. Thank you.
I'm looking for him. Hi, Beth.
Hey, I don't like this.
Are we on the air?
I don't know. No, everything is on the music. There's like, it's like you guys put everybody on hold. Like, it's cover music on the radio.
You and I are not, okay, I think you and I are on the air.
No, I don't think so. I've got WSMU playing right now.
Yeah, we're on the air. I'm at York looking for Andy.
Will you let me? Oh, Ken.
I'm at Hudson and York. I tried to talk
like
him out
show
of this.
At all.
I tried to talk him out of this.
Okay, you've got. I don't think I'm on the air.
Here, I think you are. Here's the good news, Beth.
What? What's the good news?
The good news is the person who stole the box.
Yeah.
Had white hair.
Okay. I mean, he doesn't want to go back to jail.
Right. Exactly. That's what I meant.
Oh, my God. Well, what happened was I was listening to the show, and then it went away. The show went away.
Yeah. I think as soon as I got in the stakeout car, I lost service, and then Andy lost service.
Is Andy? Will you call
hey, Andy,
me,
is
or
that you?
Have Andy call me as soon as he? I don't like this show, Ken.
I didn't want to do this.
I hope you find your package.
Okay, so is
what's
Andy?
I hope you find it.
Right. Yeah, I hope I find it too.
Okay. All right. I'll turn the show back on. But I just want Andy. I just want to hear Andy's voice again. You know.
No, don't go anywhere, Beth. I'm alone.
Oh, God, okay.
I need you.
Okay, I'm right
there's
here.
Only 10 minutes
but
left of the show.
Nothing's going up on the air. I think it's like temporary music.
Well, no, you and I are on the air apparently, but Andy's not. Andy may not even realize that he's not on the air. That's my guess. Hey, so
I tried calling him, and he didn't pick up.
How was the Olympics, Beth?
It was great. It was even better than I had hoped. It was the most fun. Like, it was wonderful. And the shooting center was really fun. And
how about that Turkish sharpshooter?
I know. Did you see the Turkish guy? He was
yeah.
really cool.
And
then
Japanese woman with the iPad?
Oh, I didn't get to meet him, but his family, I got to look at his family's tickets.
Did he win the gold?
He won silver.
Okay.
But he was so nonchalant. I think he's 51 years old. Where's
why
Andy
did they,
again?
Why did they have so many air rifles at the Olympics? What's wrong with real ammunition?
It was really funny. As we would let these people in carrying these huge rifles as they got through, like it seemed to like negate security in some way.
But they were all, it seemed like everything was an air rifle competition.
Well, no, the other thing that they had was trap and skeet, which was
yeah.
like, you know, when the plates go up in the air. Skeet is
I love trap. I hate skeet.
Oh, my God. But it's very on a good weather day. It's actually really fun to watch. Like it was so much fun. I mean, I really want to do LA 2028 now.
Did you see any of the break dancing?
They had local break dancers at the train station. So it was a combination of big policemen and break dancers at the Chateau Rouge train station.
So I guess there were two really big viral moments at the Olympics this year. One was the Australian college professor who didn't score a single point in breakdancing.
Yeah.
Her name was Ray Gunn.
Yeah.
And then
you know,
the other
know,
one was
and
the,
they're not
the
bringing breakdancing back to LA.
And then there was the pole vaulter who knocked down the crossbar with his junk.
I know. Andy was really funny. He's like, would you rather be known as that guy or the guy? Because that may be better than winning an actual medal.
I know. Well, the guy who won the actual gold medal set the world's record, and nobody paid any attention whatsoever.
Oh, man. Ken, where's Andy?
I don't
Wait
know.
A minute. I'm here.
Oh, you're
Have I not been on the air?
Yeah, you got knocked out.
I got worried. I couldn't
Wait, my
air
tag was dinging. I think I'm close to the guy.
Where are you,
what
Andy?
What happened?
I'm heading down toward Exchange Place. He went to Exchange Place.
Don't
I'm going to be in a fight.
Honey. Don't chase him.
I'm going to be in a real fight.
All right,
Andy,
I'm heading down
to
Exchange Place.
Don't chase him. Don't chase him.
Radio, please. Oh, I'm going to chase him.
No, Andy. No, for the love
I'm
of God.
I'm going to chase him, honey.
You've got seven grandkids. Seven.
Honey, I've been my whole life I've been waiting for this moment.
No.
Yes,
step away.
Yes.
If the situation was reversed, I don't like chasing
What do you mean? If I stole some package off the street?
You would let it go.
No way.
Andy,
no way, Jose. Hold on. Radio, please.
Wait, I'm at
Radio,
a
please.
Place,
come on.
Andy.
I've got my air tag going. Hold on. Direction. Oh, my God.
Get
I'm 400
up.
Feet. I'm 400 feet from him.
Andy.
400
this
feet.
Not, this is horrible radio.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Mostly
no,
wait,
my
I'm
God.
Two.
Andy, Beth said it's bad radio.
Is that Oh, no. I'm sorry.
This is the best radio ever.
Stop.
Hold on.
Please stop.
Wait,
Andy,
I'm 400
no,
feet according to the air tag. I'm going to be in a fight.
It's not worth
hey,
it.
Hey, there's
it's,
a fight. Wait, hold on. Where am I going? 400 feet.
Are you at
Andy,
the statue?
Stop.
I'm
at an Exchange Place. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He's walking to the river. He's trying to get back to Manhattan. He thinks he's safe in Manhattan.
Andy,
he doesn't
let
know.
Him
there's
go.
No. There's no place you can run from the radio, please.
Well, no, there is a ferry just south of Exchange Place.
Wait, I'm 260 feet. I'm 240 feet from this guy. I'm going to be in a fight. Honey.
Andy, don't. Andy,
210
don't.
Feet.
Andy, you're not listening to me.
You're
it's
closing
not
Honey,
out.
I'm going to tell him I rode rat race. Everyone loved rat race.
Andy.
It'll
Andy,
be okay.
Just
Wait, I'm 160 feet. 150 feet.
Oh,
Hold
so
on.
Exciting.
130
Andy,
feet.
Don't forget the rule, Andy. Rush towards
What's
a gun,
the rule?
But run away from a knife.
Okay. Hold on. 70 feet. 70
oh
feet.
God.
Wait, hold on. Hold on.
Please
50 feet. Hold on. If he's around here. Hold on. Can
Do
I see
you
him?
See the statue?
Did he
Do
throw
you
it
see
out?
The...
I'm at Exchange Place.
Maybe
yeah.
he
Wait
threw
a
it
minute.
In
the come out, come
can.
Out.
Maybe he opened it up and threw it in the trash can, honey.
Porch
That's what
pirate.
I hope he threw your butt.
Hey, I'm looking for a porch pirate. Come on, let's get him. You're deputized. You're all deputized. Let's
and
get a posse together.
Thing
Wait,
you've
hold
ever
on.
Done.
Hold
Stop
on. There's
it.
A guy sitting here. Oh, I just want to beat somebody up.
Oh, and God forbid.
Hold on.
Just stop
There's a guy
this
sitting here.
Funny.
I'm at Exchange Place. Hold on. Hold on now.
Are you on
I'm
the pier?
I'm looking at this guy's table. I don't see the big box. Would he have opened it?
I hope so. I hope he threw it away.
Oh, no. Wait. 1 minute. I'm just there. Wait. Hold on. It says I'm there.
Oh, I see
Find
you, Andy.
It.
Okay,
wait.
Ken,
now it's saying try
Andy?
A different location.
Beth, I can see Andy. He's right in front of the statue of the guy with the bayonet.
That's right.
Back.
That's me. Radio, please. Radio, please. Ladies
I
and gentlemen,
it's time to,
there's
it's
thief
time
among
to
us.
It's time
One of you is guilty.
Outro.
One of you 12 people stole my package. Was it you? Was it you, young executive? Was it you? Couple on a date? There are 12
Scott,
suspects.
Hey, Scott, I think you should start the theme song.
No. I want to get my thing. Hold on. Wait, Ken. This is so exciting. Ken, you can't
it
cut
is,
away.
It,
Hold
it is,
on.
It's pure
Oh, it says searching
excitement.
For signal. Wait, he's probably in this crowd.
It's probably
Hold
in
on.
The trash
Wait, Ken,
can,
give
Andy.
Me a chance. Give me a chance here. I just want to have this guy. Wait, there's a whole crowd of people at the harbor. It says, wait, searching for signal. Oh, my God. What if I find him?
Andy, if you find him, you're an idiot to confront.
Yeah, I agree. If I find him, I'm an idiot. I agree. I don't understand your point.
Well,
right.
The point is you have too much to... This is crazy. This is so Money. Bad.
Honey, we've got to rid society of these of this vermin.
No. You let the police do their job.
Listen to you. You're taking the side of the vigilante. Hold on. Where's my signal? Hey, come on. We're looking for a porch pirate. Wait. Oh, gosh. I lost my signal. Maybe he jumped in the water. Maybe he threw something away. Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm close to him. I'm not going to break off the posse. Oh, come on. Where's the signal? Oh, man. I didn't even see it go down. Ken, describe the guy. Kenny. Ken, are you listening? Oh, wait. Am I still on the air?
Andy, I think it's time to go home. Go home.
No, baby, no. Okay, hold on. Let me see.
The show's over. Don't be a vigilante. That's not your best look.
Honey, I was bored to do this. Finally,
no,
it's
you
my
weren't.
Calling.
No, you weren't.
I was.
You don't even like confrontation. That's the weird thing.
Wait, I'm 1 minute away. I can't stand this.
No, Andy.
He's nearby.
Don't be a vigilante. No. You've got to say to be a vigilante.
Oh, wait, now he's moving. Gosh darn it.
Yeah, okay, honey, you got to call it a day. I can't do anything until I know you're back
in
the regular life.
Honey, what are you kidding?
Leave vigilante.
You're young. You're attractive. You'll find somebody.
Oh, no, don't, Andy. I've been on edge all hour. Come on.
What? For what, honey? Ken, what did he look like?
Where the radio stopped. It's stopping in the radio show. You said, oh, I found him. And then the radio, like, you and Ken were both off air.
You thought I was in trouble.
Yeah, and it was terrible.
Oh, baby, I love you, too. Well, I wouldn't want you to be a vigilante, a radio star.
You're tuned to Freeform Radio, WFMU in East Orange, WMFU in Mount Hope. In New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for Weekly World Blues with Matt Fivash coming right up.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain. Jagadan was a hard card to play. Put your jack up against the queen, it will turn your money green. Jagadan was a hard card to play.
An old tune here I composed been several years ago. An old tune called The Country Blues. Do that, honey. I'm ticklish.